You are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Wednesday show for you. What do we got on the docket today? Well, we're going to talk more about the whole Bachelorette thing, the Daisy, Maria, Jen whole thing, because there's a lot of rumors swirling around about everything, and I'll tell you what I know, but it's not going to clarify a lot of things. I would just be very careful about what you believe on the internet in terms of what happened. We are going to talk about the actual breakdown of The Bachelorette in terms of timing, kind of speculate there. We're going to talk about all the men on Jen's season of The Bachelorette, because yesterday I completed the other 9 that I needed to find, so all 28 men have been identified, first and last name and their Instagram accounts, and we have a very prominent college football coach talking about the upcoming season of The Bachelorette. We'll take a listen to that as well. And we'll get to all that momentarily. So I wanted to come on right away and give a little pep talk to those who are upset or bothered by the fact that whoever they wanted as the lead didn't get it. Clearly, we heard from Daisy as to her not being The Bachelorette. It was seemingly her decision, because she sat there on the couch and was asked, basically, do you want to do this? Jesse didn't say, hey, we want to give you the Bachelorette gig. Do you want it? But there was no other reason to bring her out there other than for her to give a reason why she wasn't. Because if they never wanted her as the Bachelorette, she wouldn't have to give a reason why she wasn't going to take the gig. So clearly the show wanted her. I mean, it wasn't far-fetched. I mean, it was obvious the way the show was playing out on Monday night during the finale, the things that she was saying. It made all the sense in the world, and I think they felt they owed the audience an explanation as to why it wasn't her, because I think a lot of people who watched the episode just figured it was going to be her. And, you know, in doing so, unfortunately, you kind of undermined your current Bachelorette, because you're basically telling your audience on Monday night, we wanted Daisy, but she didn't want to do it. So here's Jen. You know, it's like, say what you want. They didn't really do Jen a lot of favors by having that segment with Daisy. I get why they had the segment with Daisy. I'm just saying it also had a negative effect on Jen. And who knows if it's going to carry over into her season? Is there going to be excitement for her season when you've already told your audience this isn't the woman we wanted from the get-go? And judging by her cast of men, clearly when they were casting the show, and we are very well aware that this show, Bachelor and Bachelorette, they cast their contestants before they cast their lead. I say this every season. They're not looking for the 28 most perfect men for Jen. They weren't looking for the 28 most perfect men for Daisy. They weren't looking for the 28 most perfect men for Maria. They're casting a television show. They have about 4 or 6 that they know will probably go far, and everyone else is just filler. But they're always casting contestants not even knowing who their lead is. And it's clear as day that Jen was not their first choice. Jen might not even have been their second choice. So it's unfortunate, because you're now asking your fan base to be like, hey, we're fired up about Jen. I mean, I'm sure there are people, and there's nothing wrong with Jen as the Bachelorette. I'm fine with her as the Bachelorette. I'm just saying, from a television perspective, you didn't do her a lot of favors with the Daisy conversation. So we'll see how it plays out. We're still, you heard Jesse at the end of the show, this doesn't air until July. So it's going to film until beginning of May. Then they are going to film the Golden Bachelorette for the month of June. And then we're going to get the airing of the Bachelorette starting in July, with the Golden Bachelorette airing right when that ends, which will probably be beginning of September, beginning to middle of September. and then the Golden Bachelorette will start. So if you didn't think that Bachelor in Paradise was canceled this calendar year, it's basically official right now. Because if you're not starting Bachelorette until July, which means it's going to end at the beginning of September, and Golden Bachelorette's going to start at the right after that ends, that's going to go from September basically to November. Where are you airing Bachelor in Paradise? I told you it was canceled a month ago, or over 2 months ago. I told you I was hearing it was done for this calendar year. I think we can pretty much confirm that now. So there's a lot of rumors swirling in regards to, we know Daisy rejected the role. And then it says, well, why isn't Maria the Bachelorette? I've literally heard four different explanations to Maria why she isn't the lead. But I have no idea what's true. And I'm not going to throw the speculation out there because it's reckless and it's going to set some sort of people off and it's going to turn into reality. Steve said this is, and people take it as fact because the aggregators love to take fragments of sentences that I say in podcasts and don't give it any sort of context. Kind of like the Daisy thing the other night. I'm hearing from people, I thought you said Daisy was going to be the Bachelorette. I said, absolutely not. Go listen to my podcast. That's not what I said. I said, I have no idea who's being named the Bachelorette tonight. I said that on Monday's podcast probably five times. I said, I don't know who it is, but if you're asking me to guess, I think it's Daisy because of certain rumblings that I'm hearing and the storyline makes sense. That wasn't saying it's going to be Daisy, but yet it turns into reality Steve said Daisy's going to be the Bachelorette. That's what I mean. So if I lay out four things that I'm hearing in regards to Maria and why she isn't the Bachelorette, it's going to turn into reality Steve said Maria isn't the Bachelorette because of this. The bottom line is she's not. And here's the thing. Obviously, I know Maria's got a ton of fans. I think Maria would have been great as a Bachelorette. I think nothing would, I mean, like I said, it's, for me, it's just about having a season. Maria would have been fine. Daisy would have been fine. Jen's fine. They would have gone with Lexi. Yeah, great. Like, for me, it's all about just having a season. But the whole Maria thing, because she had a lot of fans, she grew her fan base. She's over 500,000 followers. We know how vocal they were. We know how vocal they were when Rachel got chosen over Daisy for hometown dates. They were the ones that came after Rachel. It was not Maria's fault. She had nothing to do with that. She can't control what morons on the internet say. But I will say this for people that are upset or bothered or don't understand. It's like, look, I get that you have your favorites. I get that you stan some certain contestants on this show. It's understandable. But once they're off the show and once you've now come to the realization that Maria is not the Bachelorette, Daisy is not the Bachelorette, Lexi's not the Bachelorette, I don't think it should take more than 17 minutes for you to move on and just not worry about it. This isn't the naming of the next president of the United States. This isn't the naming of a new boss at work that might change your position and your job at work. This is the lead of a reality television show that has been on the air now. Jen's season will be the 49th season. Like, this is just a wheel spinning. Jen is a cog in the wheel, a spoke in the wheel. It's just going to keep going. Nobody should be that affected that someone that they like wasn't named the Bachelorette. Please. It just, it's not that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things on who gets the lead. Every season, someone is chosen for that gig and other people are upset that the person that they wanted didn't get it. That doesn't mean that there's some sort of bias. That doesn't mean that there's some sort of, you know, crusade against the person that you like. The show chooses who they choose and they move on. They don't care about you. They never have and they never will. So you shouldn't care that much about them when they don't choose the person that you want in the lead role. And I say this every season as well, and just as a bit of advice to everybody, there's no need to tell us you're not going to watch the season. Because just like the show doesn't care about you, other fans don't care that you're not watching. And as I always say, The more people tell me they're going to not watch the show, the more I know they're going to watch the show or at least keep track, because it has nothing to do necessarily with watching. If you're engaging with online, I don't know, trolling, hate, that benefits the show. And I know there are people out there that say, ugh, Jen, who's she? I didn't even remember who she was. Well, then you probably didn't watch this season. The woman laid it to the final five. If you say, I don't remember who Jen was. Now, I'm not saying Jen had a great storyline, because she didn't. After her first one-on-one date in episode three, she never got another one-on-one. She wasn't really involved in any drama. But she was there. They showed her every episode. She just didn't have a bigger storyline than the Marias of the world and the Kelseys of the world and the Daisies of the world or the Rachels of the world, for that matter. She wasn't focused on. But you can't tell me if you watched the first seven episodes of the season, you don't remember who Jen is. I mean, if you did watch the first seven episodes, then you weren't paying attention. She was there, front and center. So I think when people say, like, I'm not going to watch, I didn't want her, and I'm not going to watch, it's like, I understand that maybe you didn't want her as the lead, or maybe your favorite didn't get named as the lead, but when you say you're not going to watch, it makes me think that you are. And it makes you think you're going to engage with people just to talk about it. And the second you start engaging, that's all the show needs. They win and you lose. And, you know, and someone might message me today and say, hey, Steve, I'm saying I'm not going to watch. I'm definitely not watching. It's like, great. Other people will. People are just going to take your place. You think like you don't watch and the show's going to go to hell in a handbasket. This show, as I just said, has been on 49 seasons and over 20 years. Do you think every choice this show has made has been the right one that appeased everybody in the audience? Of course not. Yet here we are over 20 years later and it's still airing. So you saying you're not going to watch is about as irrelevant as you can get. Nobody cares. We don't care. Leave your opinions to yourself about a show that you claim that you watched all the time, but now you're not going to watch. Great. You won't watch and you'll be replaced by others who will. That's all you need to know. It's just a word of advice. You don't need to share with other people that you're not watching. That does nothing for anybody. This podcast is brought to you by Factor Meals. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. You guys, ever since I was diagnosed a couple weeks ago with type 2 diabetes, I've had to keep my carb intake per eating session, per meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They want me to keep it in a certain range, basically between about 60 and 70 grams of carbs. Every single meal I've gotten from Factor has been less than 60, and it is perfect just for me. You know what I had last night? Chicken Alfredo pasta with broccoli. It was excellent. Tomorrow, probably tonight, shredded taco bowl. So many good meals. I order off the Protein Plus menu because I got to start eating more protein. These are perfect for me. And, you know, as much as I don't like to cook, who doesn't want to heat something up in 2 minutes and put it on your plate and go to town? I certainly do. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are ready to heat and eat, so there is no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. It's the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. Sign up and save. They've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/realitysteve50 and use code realitysteve50 to get 50% off. That's code realitysteve50 at factormeals.com/realitysteve50 to get 50% off. Also, this podcast brought to you by Cacao Bliss's Superfood, or the Superfood by Earth Echo Foods. Cacao Bliss. Go to shop.earthechofoods.com/ and use promo code RealitySteve for 15% off your order. That's shop.earthechofoods.com/ or promo code RealitySteve and 15% off your order using that code. So a lot of talk about the men on Jen's upcoming season because they were released on Facebook page, by the Bachelorette Facebook page, late Monday night, basically right when the show ended on East Coast and Central Time. And I found 19 of them that night, and then yesterday I figured out the I found out the other 9. So they're all, if you want to go check them out, they're all on my Instagram feed, so they're not going anywhere. Until her season starts, they'll be up there, because the Bachelorette Facebook page is going to delete those photos the second the show starts filming, which was either last night or tonight. So just know that is something that is gone. So the only way you're going to get to see these guys and pictures of them is on my page, or, you know, the other Instagram pages that do it as well. But myself and Bachelor Data were the one who found everything together. Last names and Instagram handles for all of them. I think there's like 5 guys that still have their pages public. I don't know if they just forgot to shut it off or what, but there's like 5 that still have them public. But 23 of them don't. And we'll see if all 28 make the cast. My guess would be no. There is some problematic behavior in the past from some of these guys that is floating around the internet. I'm sure it'll get back to production. We'll see if these guys make it. And if they do end up making it on, my guess is they won't last long on the show. But something we'll bring up at a later date, possibly. We'll have to see how it goes. But, you know, with the guys all out there, I said it on my podcast I did yesterday. It's going to come out with Kate Casey. I went on her podcast this week, so that'll be coming out. It was released last night. And, you know, I think I brought it up yesterday briefly, talking about just the fact that I think it's, you know, kind of proof that Jen was not their first choice as Bachelorette, because, I mean, when Rachel Lindsay was cast as the Bachelorette, and when Tayshia was cast as the Bachelorette, how many black men did they have in their cast? Double digits. For both of them, right? We get our first Asian Bachelorette. And she has, what, 2 Asian guys in her cast? Maybe 3 out of 28? Again, that pretty much proves that she was not their first choice, if not their second choice either. So unfortunately, it just, like, you love the fact that they went this route and are having Asian representation as a lead for the first time in 49 seasons. Yes, 28 Bachelors and now 21 Bachelorettes. Took them 49 seasons to have Asian representation, and then you follow it up with 2 or 3 guys of Asian descent. I mean, come on. I think they dropped the ball big time. But one guy who's not Asian on this season is a guy by the name of Jonathan Hess. He is, let me look at the notes here. He's 24, from Oxford, Mississippi, played football at Ole Miss. Well, it didn't take very long for Ole Miss FB on Instagram to announce yesterday, from SEC football to Bachelorette, former tight end Jonathan Hess is now on The Bachelorette. And the Instagram account did an interview, or at the press conference yesterday, Lane Kiffin, head coach of Ole Miss, took questions from the media, and he was asked about Jonathan Hess.
The basketball tournament, you know, or now the playoffs in football. I feel like if he can make it and get some momentum going and get past the, you know, beginning to where people see a lot of him, then I think he's got a chance, because his personality. And they asked me this morning, I said, well, what would it be in the quarterback mean? I said, it's just kind of like his Hessisms, like, it's just Hess. So, but I think they're going to need enough time to see that come out. I used to have a lot a long time ago, probably when it started. And then I outgrew it. And then life kind of comes back around. And so now Landry and her friends, like, they come over, all these freshmen come over, and they come rolling in last night, like, 5 minutes before, you know, like, ready to watch it. So they talk about it, so I see a little bit of it. I've always kind of been annoyed by it, because I feel like the competition, like, makes people act different, because now they're like, here's 25 people, and they all fall in love with the same guy. Well, that would never happen, but it's on TV, so they want to win and get to the final, so they become famous. So that part of it kind of bothers me, because it's unrealistic. Somebody,
look at Lane with the take. Lane Kiffin with a take on The Bachelorette. Never would have thought you'd ever heard that before. pretty funny and pretty much dead on. You know, it is unrealistic, Lane. Welcome to the party, pal. But that's him talking about Jonathan Hess. He was a tight end, played for Ole Miss, I believe, for 5 seasons, was a redshirt. Well, I say the word play loosely, and this is no shot against him. It's not easy to play college football. But he was basically a special teams guy and got in like 20. I think the most plays he got in a season was 20 or 21 plays when I was looking at his bio. But it was just funny to hear one of the top coaches in college football literally just breaking down the Bachelorette, as you heard just there. So we'll see how Jonathan Hess does. Never know. He might get cut. He might last one episode. He might end up winning this thing. We have no idea. It's so early. We know nothing about these guys other than basics that you can find on a Google search. So to jump out there and say, oh, we know this or oh, we know that. No, you don't. We don't know anything. And we'll just have to see how it plays out. Thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review if you can. The Sports Daily is going to be up in an hour from now. Your reader emails, your final reader emails until July when the show starts back up, is coming in a couple hours. So check that out. Again, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. See you.